listening to What Do You Do Exactly? I'm Jamie Maglietta. You know, today we have a very inspirational guest that I'm so excited for you all to hear from. We'll talk about personal branding, entrepreneurship, what it's like being an author, and appearing on TV. We will also make sure that you leave this conversation with applicable tips. But before we get started, I have an announcement to make, and I thought today would be a great day to do it. This week, on Monday, I launched my first official business website. Yes, I have Sophia Van Ames Consulting, that's my brand, but this new website is more about the pillars that hold up my business. It's called oncamready.com, and I'll be blogging about styles that are great for on-camera appearances, and then I'll start broadening out by offering tips from my 15 plus years, I can't believe that, in television production. So I just want to make sure I said that off the top, oncamready.com. You know, I mention this because I want other people, mainly women, to hear that and see what I have cooking and get inspired. When you know what other people are doing and they're transparent about it, it kind of helps you get a better sense of how you could do it yourself. And you kind of get this vibe. I don't know, maybe it's just me, but when I hear how other people got started, it starts to make me think I can do it too. And that's part of why I wanted to have this conversation. You know, feeling empowered isn't always long-lasting though. You know, so many companies and businesses right now are investing in confidence-building techniques to really help women thrive in the workplace. But, you know, I just was in a summit that really focused on that. And the audience was very diverse, women and men, because the teachings can really help all. And so we'll make sure we get to the points that really help everyone. But I just wanted to highlight some of the headlines I've seen recently focused on women. Entrepreneur recently wrote an article, and it was titled, Four Strategies to Empower Women in the Workplace. Fortune, the other month, had an article with the headline, quote, 53% of women say they're lonely at work, and it only gets worse the higher they climb, end quote. The focus on women in the workplace is nothing new, you know, but the angles in the headlines sure have changed since COVID. You know, I've also seen more articles looking into the ways to really build women up as they manage a family at home and an office culture that has kind of splintered since the start of this pandemic. You know, after leaving CNN as a senior producer, I began researching female leaders, women who were inspiring others to do more, to find balance. And when I did that, I came across Melissa Dawn Simpkins. You know, what I liked about her wasn't just the fact that she wrote this great book on branding, but that I remembered her actually appearing on CNN. I think it was Christy Paul on New Day. And I was like, wow, oh my gosh, I forgot about her. So I found her on LinkedIn and I reached out. And again, I say this every episode, I swear, don't be afraid to reach out. When you see someone that inspires you, or you hear someone is exciting and you're like, wow, I really want to get in touch with that person, do it, because you never know. A few weeks later, she and I wound up talking about the C-Suite Summit, and I wound up hosting a panel on networking. And boy, was I the right person for it, because I've been devoted to networking for years on LinkedIn and also in person. I'm actually writing a course on networking. So when she asked, I was like, oh, wow, this is very fitting. Life hands you little prizes and presents, but you have to be clear-headed enough to recognize it and see where they go. So I wound up hosting this panel, and I fell in love with the C-Suite, and they have an annual summit every year. So if you're interested, definitely check it out. Melissa Dawn Simpkins is the CEO and founder of The Velvet Suite. She's also the founder of the She Suite, and she's an author, which I said, but I'll bring up her book later. Welcome to the show, Melissa.
Oh, Jamie, so good to be here. Wow, that backstory. Who knew? That was my first time on CNN. That was mm-hmm. my big moment. And it was actually 2008, 2007, right during that pivotal point of the recession. And so, wow, this is such a full circle moment. Thank you for having me. I'm so happy to be here.
I'm glad you could be here. You know, since we focus on careers in media and entertainment, your experience as a public speaker and guest on CNN, Fox Business, CNBC, for example, really make you a compelling guest for this podcast. You know, because we like to focus on the jobs behind the job titles and really help people understand, you know, what they mean. So why don't we start off by you explaining what it means to be CEO of the Velvet Suite?
Oh, wow. The CEO of the Velvet Suite. So I actually have a mission statement for my role.
Are we going to read it or are you going to?
I won't bore you with the details, but I will tell you that I am someone who's very intentional. And the role that I have as CEO of our company is really to oversee the overall operations, the vision, the building, what we call our North Star team, and really stewarding our brand and our purpose, mission, vision to get to the growth goal. And that is what I take very seriously every day. And I ask myself, you know, at the beginning of the day when I'm setting my intention, I have a morning routine that I've been working through and evolving. It's like, what is my intention today? And at the end of the day, it's, was I on purpose? And so some days I get off track, but for the most part, the more I practice that, the more, Jamie, I'm consistently showing up in a way that I am true to who I am, but I'm also adding value. So that is my day job. I think who I define myself as outside of my day job and really what do I do? I like to think of myself kind of like a farmer, actually, because I am always planting seeds. And it just like the seed I planted many years back, it harvests today, right? And so this is a harvest moment. It's exactly what I do every day. And so I've learned, because I am an impatient person, I can be impatient, to learn that it's about the farmer's way, which is you plant seeds and there is a time for harvest, but there's also a time that things are growing and you can't see it. But just keep planting seeds, because when it harvests, you forgot that you planted that seed. And oh my gosh, all of a sudden you're reaping the benefits. So that's my undercover job as a farmer. But I don't live in a rural area, but every day I'm the CEO.
She's a seed. I'm trying to think of a way to make that clever, you know, like a, oh man, there's a way. I got to figure it out, but there's something to that. But you know what you did there was you did branding 101. You have a really cool way to describe yourself, and that is very clever. You know, and when it comes to branding, you are the expert. What do people call you? The first lady of branding?
They call me the first lady of personal branding. Personal I think what branding. Makes anyone an expert is the amount of time that you spend doing a thing to really become so proficient and so clear and so on top of your game. And that's because you've had a lot of missteps as well. So I've been doing this now over 2 decades, and it's really just become a part of my DNA. It's what I do.
Mm-hmm. You know, being on your own, you know, starting your own is hard. Being there now, yes, I'm planting seeds. And I hope I have a full garden of opportunities that help other people and that I'm providing value, right? And I'm putting back into the world the sunlight that I hope I'm creating, right? But how do you get to that point? You know, what is it that maybe some people have that others don't? That kind of pushes them to be planting seeds, like you say, and wait for those seeds to grow.
It's hard because I started my business in my living room in Cincinnati, Ohio. And I remember leaving my corporate job with the expectation that I was going to have my company as a client. And actually, Jamie, it literally just happened this year. So it's been almost 17 years that I thought that client, that employer would become a customer of mine, and it didn't happen when I thought it would. So there is the urgent reality of I got to pay my bills. I got to figure out how to get gas in my car. I got to figure out how long the savings I got is going to last, right? So that's the reality. Yeah, you're planting seeds, but you also have to have some short-term wins. And so for me, in that in-between moment, I recognize sometimes I would have to do things that were building my expertise. It wasn't the ideal, but it was helping me get the reps, right? So ultimately, I would have the luxury to say, I don't do that, I do this. But in the beginning, I was doing a lot because I was just building my reps as an entrepreneur and I was finding my way. It's just as important, Jamie, to know what you don't want to do as is to know what you do want to do. And the only way you know the difference is that you try something and it doesn't work or it doesn't fit your strengths. Hmm. So that journey of exploration is so necessary. And in this Insta culture, we want to cut to that. We just want to go to, you know, I'm balling, I'm making money, I'm doing all. And it does. I have never had that experience. So maybe it works for somebody else. That's just not been my journey. Mm-hmm. But I would take my journey for the world because I learned a lot and I became a different person and a different leader because of it.
Because, you know, each season, mm-hmm. I'm sticking with seasons because you're planting seeds. Yes. With each season brings, you know, new change, new growth opportunity, right? So I think, you know, the points that you're making are actually very perfect for, I'm sure, anyone listening who is looking to pivot their skills or start their own business. You know, it's not always going to be easy at first, but it's the dedication to the crop that really will help you see the growth that you need to grow and glow into that person you're hoping to be, right? So I think, you know, as someone who's has a startup and is an entrepreneur, I relate to a lot of what you're saying, but there's those moments too where you're kind of like, can I keep going like at this rate? And I think that's what helps with these conversations mainly is hearing from someone like yourself where you're an expert at personal branding. So I can imagine in those moments of uncertainty, you buckle down and focus on the different pillars that make you who you are or your brand what it is. So what are your tips for people listening that may be struggling right now and are trying to figure out how do I push myself to stay dedicated to this, even though I'm making like no money?
Yes. Ooh, it's such a good question, Jamie, because there's so many people who are right in that moment. And mm-hmm. I know many of your listeners are listening because they're looking for answers mm-hmm. and they're looking for some hope to not throw in the towel. And I have been there many, many times. And I will tell you a couple of things that have been really transformative to my journey of perseverance. Let's talk about just staying the course mm-hmm. has been getting really clear on my why. Purpose. Like, what's mm-hmm. the real intention for why you're doing what you're doing? And it has to be deep and meaningful because on the hard days, that's what's going to keep you to the next day. It's because you got to remind yourself, this is my why. This is my mission. I matter to the world. There was, I don't know if I have it right here. Oh, I think I do actually. And I tell this story often when I speak, but mm-hmm. this actually was something I found in a magazine when I was working a corporate job at Victoria's Secret. And my job mm-hmm. was to sit in the copy room and copy the models. And I remember feeling so insignificant in that time because, I mean, I was an intern that was denied 8 times. I get the job. So this is my job. I'm copying the magazines with models. And I come across this ad and it says, within me lives a purpose, a reason I'm here. And one day soon it will say to me, hey there, the world needs you. Are you ready? And I'm in the copy room. Like, why does the world need me? Nobody even knows that I exist. Half the people don't care. And I was feeling very insecure, but I copied it. And I keep this at my desk because purpose was really the calling that helped me recognize that I could do something. I could get beyond what other people thought and I could actually make meaning of my life, even through the hard times. So I would say that's the one thing. The other thing that cannot be missed, you talked about women, 53% of women feeling lonely, building your sisterhood, your network, your boys club, whatever, people who have your back and who will speak your purpose even when you want to quit. I can't tell you the number of people who did that for me when moments where I was like, I'm out. I just can't do this anymore. And they said, no. You can do this. Just one step at a time, one breath at a time. Just keep going. Don't quit. And that is really why I'm here. It's just because I didn't quit. That's pretty much it. So those are two things that come to mind.
But without quitting, I mean, you've had that community, definitely. Mm-hmm. I mean, you've kind of created it with the She Suite. You've created it too for others.
Absolutely. Because I recognized how desperately we need each other. I remember being in my corporate job and having a devastating situation happen. And I just went to someone I had just met and said, hey, I'm not going to be really able to eat. Can you just come to my house and eat with me? And she came for weeks and just sat down and made sure that I was eating, just because I was so devastated by what I had gone through. But I knew enough in my mind that I was going to need somebody. And sometimes as leaders, we are afraid to say, I need help. And that's a hard thing to acknowledge because we're supposed to have it all together. So that is where I think there is a huge opportunity. And that's why I created community, because community to me is how I find accountability. It's where I find support. It's where I find access to opportunities. Like, community is everything. And when I started to see community differently and seeing that as a way to support me, I was like, I'm all in.
I'm going to step up real quick. I'll be right back.
Yeah, no problem.
Oh my gosh, my kids are banging on doors, ringing doorbells.
Mine's about to come in, so you know how it goes. So
I'm like, you can get in through the drive. You can get in through the garage. Why are we? Okay, back to us.
Yeah.
Anyway, okay, yes, community. Yeah. All right. So yes, community. I think it is important to have. And, you know, it's not something I have very – I don't know. I don't think I have a huge community myself. So I appreciate those female-led summits or organizations that provide that feedback, right? You know, I just started brainstorming with a bunch of women, and I never really had that. You know, I can't say never. I'm sure I have, but just not in a long time. Mm-hmm. And it is important to have, because especially when you start brainstorming with other women, they get you. They're, especially if they're moms too, where they can really understand you and provide that instant feedback that sometimes we all need before we make decisions. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it's really great that you're fostering that. And I enjoyed being a part of the She Suite. What I loved was the technology. My gosh, you guys are like ahead of the times with that technology, with the tables for everyone to sit at and network. I loved it. So the other thing I wanted to bring up was your book, Brand Me. So why don't you talk about how you went from, I think you were at the NFL.
The NFL was a customer of ours. I had just left my job. So I newly, freshly minted entrepreneur. And I knew that if my purpose was going to be to help people really define their mark, I had to do it for myself. I had to be my first customer. And so I wanted to create, and you got to remember back this time, like, personal branding was not a concept. It was the most, if you can relate, being an entrepreneur and having a value proposition or a product that you're trying to sell, even a funny name of your company, and people look at you like three heads when you try to explain what it is that you do. It's the most frustrating thing. And it's nothing like shrinking your ego when you're like, I know what I do, but why don't everybody else get what I do? And so the whole concept of personal brand, there was not, you know, reality TV had just started. It was a very new concept. And so I wanted to write the book to help me get greater clarity. I wanted to help provide a roadmap very practically. I'm a classically trained marketer. I built big billion-dollar brands, but so what? I want to help someone sitting in their living room at their kitchen table, scratching their head, trying to figure out, like, how do I make sense of this urgent passion in my heart? But I need to make money. I got to provide for my family. And I want to be recognized for what I do. So that was kind of like the ABCs of personal brand. And I wrote that very early on. And that was before, you know, I think probably the time it published, the second time maybe the NFL had been a customer. But it was quite the journey of writing that book. I will tell you that.
And you talk a lot, well, not so much a lot, but you've offered advice on how to put your ideas to task by journaling. Did you use journaling before you wrote your book, or did you use the book, writing the book, almost like your journal?
You know, I actually was a journaler for a long time. I can remember in sixth grade, like, you know, having a little diary with the key in it. Like, that was the thing that was, you know, the thing. And my dad's an author, and both my parents are authors now, but my dad was the first. He's written like 7 books. So writing and expressing yourself through writing is something I saw my dad do and my mother do as well. And so I think there was a little bit of that in it, but it was also this challenge of, can I really distill this concept into a framework that people could actually use and follow? And that became the challenge. Journaling was that, but this was kind of something separate. And it really was kind of a life project for me at that time. Yeah, I would say that.
Speaking of writing, you now have a magazine. You're also working on the podcast. Why don't you give us an update on the magazine and your podcast?
Yeah. So the She Suite is the sister property of our company, Velvet Suite. So the company is Velvet Suite, but we go to market as the She Suite. And under the She Suite, our whole purpose, our why, is to brand a new model for the modern world of work for women all around the world. What does that mean? It means that the old model has not served us well. And there's elements of that that are new that we really believe are the catalyst to where women are today. Things like leading with your whole life. It's not just about my career. It's about how I'm running my home as CEO of my home, how I'm taking care of my health, how I'm taking care of aging parents. All of these things make up my whole self, right? And that needs to be a part of how we lead from that place, not just from my career and my identity by my title in my career. Building community and having a support system, developing and connecting globally. Like, all of these things are a part of this new model. So the magazine really is a great place for us to tell the stories of women leaders, tell the stories of organizations, tell inspiring insights around how to lead in that new way. Because anytime it's new, you know, it's kind of foreign and it's sometimes looked at as taboo. But if you can see, as you said earlier, Jamie, others who've done it before and are doing it now, it just creates this level of inspiration, and I can do it too. So that's probably really where the magazine, and it comes out twice a year. So we have a fall and a spring edition. We just launched our spring edition. But it's a really, it's a fun way for us to tell our story and share our brand, but also most importantly, tell the stories of our customers and the women that we impact.
I enjoy everything that you are pouring into your company and into others. Just so as a reminder, we're talking with Melissa Dawn Simpkins. And, you know, we have a few more minutes that I really wanted to use to offer some last minute tips. Let's start with college students. Okay. There's so many people graduating actually right now. So they're leaving their bubble of a college education, entering the real world, and are trying to figure out, you know, how do I create and start my personal brand in this new digital era? You know, they've grown up, most of them, with social media as being a defining factor in their social life, right? What do you say to people who are trying to build their personal brand today?
You know,
maybe like 3 tips. Yeah. Sorry to cut you
real off. Quick. 3 powerful tips. Number one, everything you do is branding you. And nothing says that more true than the fact that everyone has a camera and it's actually pretty scary that's the reality, but you can use it and turn it to your favor. So that means just really be intentional about how you show up, where you show up, and what you have to share and what your value is. Number 2, I have this concept called give to get. I think it's so important, particularly when you're starting out, that you focus on what you can give versus trying to get something. The biggest thing that you're going to get is experience. And I will tell you, like I said earlier, it's either going to tell you this is a yes, I'm all in for this, or it's going to be like, no, I don't want to do that. And that's valuable because that's going to help you clear the path of where you're going to take your career and your life. So find ways to volunteer, ask for additional projects, intern, show up at an event and say, can I be a part of this event and just volunteer for a day to network and connect? Again, think about giving first. You're going to get so much in return. I think the final thing that I would say is you just never know with relationships. I can't tell you the number of people. I've had my business now for 16 years, and I've had a lot of employees come and some that have gone. And I think so many of them, when they left on bad terms, probably would say they regretted it. And most of the employees at any point in time, we still have great relationships with. So when you are thinking about, oh, forget about it, burn that bridge, just know you don't know who knows who, and it always comes back. And when you need it most, you're like, why did I end it that way? So just try your best at all costs to keep positive relationships and keep your reputation as high as you can, even when the other person is in the wrong.
So to sum that up, your 3 points, what would those 3 points be in like a 15-second?
3 points that I would say that are important for you as you're building your brand right out of college. Number one is know that everything you do is branding you. Number two, it's all about give to get. Show up and give something. Give your time, your energy, your expertise before you ask for anything in return. And then number three, build your network. It's your net worth. Just know that.
Mm-hmm. And it's so true. You know, as I say about networking, you know, when you start to build that network, you also need to make sure that you're massaging that network. You're mm-hmm. checking in, making sure mm-hmm. people are still in your network mm-hmm. after a few months or years. So it's worth investing the time in the people, as you said earlier, your community. Yeah. You know, that really gets me to women with kids. After COVID, I feel as if there's been a workplace priority shift. And maybe you can speak to that more, but so many of us want to stay home. I'm a mom. I have 2 kids. I don't want to go into the office anymore. You know, I'm working on ways to stay home and create my own because that is my why. I want to be here when they go to school. I want to be here when they come home. I can imagine at your conferences or when you're speaking to other businesses and companies and giving them advice that more people are saying that. Maybe I'm wrong. What is your take?
You're absolutely right, Jamie. You're absolutely right.
And so what are some ways that you kind of coach or guide when they ask you for advice?
You know, it's when you're working for someone else, right, you really do have to acquiesce to some extent to their rules and their standards of their workplace. Mm-hmm. However, more companies are being more intentional about workplace flexibility if they want to keep women in the workplace. Women recognized that they had many more jobs than they probably gave themselves credit for, and they did not realize the toll that it took on them, even just in the time that they have between commuting, between taking care of kids, going back to school, all of these things. So I think what I would say is raise the flag. And I've seen this in our community where women have had conversations, hard conversations with their managers and said, hey, look, you know, here's what I need. And what do you need? Mm-hmm. And how can I make sure I get you what you need, but you also have an understanding and empathy for what I need? And somewhere in the middle, because you raised it, people are going to take action. And most companies recognize that that is where it's at if they want to keep really strong talent.
So when you are giving your speeches or having a conference and workshops, what are the topics, maybe like the 3 points that you always feel like you need to hit to help shape or reshape the workplace for women?
Mm-hmm. I think about it in 3 bullet points, and it ties back to kind of our methodology for what we do. I think about it as leadership of self. Mm-hmm. First and foremost, you can't be effective at leading other people if you really don't know yourself and know how to lead yourself from the inside out. I think about it in terms of leading teams. So that's the influence that you have on others that you directly connect with every single day, because again, how I show up and it impacts how the other people around me perceive me and how I impact them. And then finally, it's how do I build my influence with those who I'm not even in the room with, right? That's the power of brand. When you really do this well, it really becomes a tool that markets you, even when you're not trying to do it. You don't have to do it anymore. People will carry your message, but it starts with doing the hard work of putting in the work to define your MVP, really getting clear on what value you have. And then you can lead yourself, you can lead your team, you can impact people who you don't even know. And that's the beauty of this model of personal brand leadership.
And I love that. I want to make sure that before we wrap that I also bring up the fact that, you know, you have been on television and there are people that turn to me recently that are like, hey, what do people do to prepare, right? So even preparing for a podcast, just like you would for television or an article, I always say, you know, come up with your talking points. Think about all the questions that someone's going to ask and have your answers ready. Do you do that? And if you do, what other things do you do to really prepare to meet the media or to see the press?
Yeah, that is a great question. And you are the right person to go to. Mm-hmm. So I'm glad your audience has you as a resource because you need to be prepped. This is not something you can wing and you have to always be ready. So a couple of things that I've learned along the journey of being in television is that I need to really have a handle on the issue and my point of view in the issue. So one of the things that I'll add to what you said is I will do homework. I will read articles. I will find stats. I will look at counterpoints. I will do all the stuff to kind of really immerse myself in this discussion. Then I step back and I say, okay, what do you really want to say that's of substance? What is it that you can say that's unique and memorable and meaningful and authentic to your position? So I will, you know, like throw up on the paper, like all this stuff. And then I'll start to kind of categorize it into core messages and I'll get to my core three. And then I'll practice those three and I'll practice delivering it so it doesn't sound like I am a robot, but I'll also practice it where I can pivot. If I'm asked a question, I can go back to my position in a way that feels natural and ultimately, I can just be myself. And after I've done all that work, I just focus on being me and really enjoying the moment because I've done the preparation. I think what is scary is when you don't have preparation and you're just winging it. Unless you know the topic in and out, that's where you can squander the opportunity. I will tell you, most of the time of the journey of being on television, I didn't have a publicist. So I didn't have someone who was pitching me to get in. I got in, delivered, and then I got asked back. So that tells you about the process of just maximizing that moment and what that can do for you over time. So I hope that's helpful.
That's very helpful. And that's also a credit to you because if they ask you back and there was no publicist pushing, that's always great. So kudos.
Yeah, I was like, sometimes I wish I had more of a publicist. I probably need that so that I could get more opportunities.
I don't know. I heard some mixed feelings.
Yeah, I know. It's so bad. It's so funny because my undergrad, Jamie, was in PR. And I think there's some industries that get such a bad rap, but publicists, they don't have the best reputation.
I know. I need to have a publicist on to ask some questions.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think that might be next. So if you're listening, I'm coming for you. So before we go, I just wanted to make sure that I gave you this opportunity to add anything you didn't cover or to talk about anything you may have coming up.
Yeah, no, I appreciate this, Jamie. Thank you for asking me to be on your show. You know, there's a lot of things that I could say. I will tell you where to find me. You can find me at thesheSuite.com. That's our company website that most of all of our programs and initiatives flow through. Social media to find me directly is Melissa Dawn Simkins, no P. Everybody always likes to put a P in my last name, Simkins. And you can find me on Instagram and Facebook and LinkedIn. But I think what I want to do as a lasting message is really speak to the heart of that entrepreneur who really is contemplating if it's worth it. And I just want to tell you that it is. And I want to encourage you not to quit. Someone was that voice for me. And that's the only reason I'm here talking to you. So take it as a sign. Don't quit. The world needs what you have. Get clear on your purpose. Continue to go after it. When you feel like you're exhausted and overwhelmed, take a break. Find an outlet, but come right back to it. We need you. And I hope that you will, you know, continue to pursue your passion. It's so worth it. It's so worth it.
Thank you so much. I'm really appreciative for this time that we've had together. Thank you again for having me a part of your summit. If you are looking for information on the summit, it will be on her website when they get that next date posted. But since this podcast is evergreen, it will be there. So I hope you hear this and look for it. Thank you.
It's the SheSuite.com. So
that's true. A different website.
Yeah. Thank you, Jamie.
Thanks it's been again. Great. That was Melissa Dawn Simpkins. Thank you so much for watching and for supporting this podcast. I really appreciate every listener and friend who may like or share this podcast link on LinkedIn or Instagram. You guys have been tremendous and you are my community, and I appreciate you all. Be sure to find me on Instagram at Jamie_theproducer. I'm also on LinkedIn at Jamie Maglietta. If you want to connect beyond Instagram or LinkedIn, look up my website on camready.com. I am offering media prep that we did discuss in this conversation, in addition to production management services. Thanks again for watching or listening.